That is flagrantly untrue, because if it were true, that so-called NGO would not be in existence today. The fact that Zimbabwe, a country that is not in any war at all, has thousands and thousands of so-called NGOs is evidence of the fact that we are tolerant, not just of different political views in this country, but even of civil society, even in circumstances where we feel that that is not entirely necessary. So that is not true at all. But having said that, they are saying Zanu-PF must desist from treating NGOs as enemies of the state. Well, I don't think that there's anything friendly about people going outside of our borders and lobbying for sanctions to be imposed, hurting our economic prospects and affecting in a very negative way the livelihoods of ordinary people in Zimbabwe. Nothing friendly about that at all. And certainly there's nothing friendly about people who work tirelessly with the people who are evidently our detractors to try and reverse the will of the Zimbabwean people that will have been expressed clearly, freely and fairly in an election that is regular and democratic. So we continue, I think, to urge these people to put national interest ahead of their own selfish political interests, and to make sure that if they register themselves as NGOs, they abide by that and they respect the laws of this country.